Hey, Merry Christmas, Discovery, and welcome to Discovery Community Church's Christmas at Home. And we just want to say welcome to our home, and I'm so glad to have my family here with us. You know, for the last several years, Discovery Community Church has done some pretty fun and fantastic Christmas Eve services, done multiple services in multiple places. I think last year we did it at Lincoln High School, and it was just a fantastic experience. You know, and this year it's COVID. So we're doing things a little bit different, and so I'm glad that you've joined us. So I'm glad you're here. In fact, I want to introduce you to some people that are really important to me. You think we could? We got two shots, by the way. We're really up in it tonight. So give us that wide angle shot. We got it there. All right. So you can't see maybe everybody on camera, but we have my son Charlie. Charlie, just stick your head in there and say hi to everybody. We're gonna make him do it. He's trying to avoid it. He's behind the camera. And so we got my daughter, Mary, over here.
Hey.
And we got my daughter, Maggie.
Hello, everyone.
And hiding behind me, we've got my son, Hudson. Can you see him back there? All right. And then, of course, we have Tracy here joining us as
well. Merry Christmas, everybody.
So here, let's take it back to the other shot there, Charlie. So anyway, welcome to our home, and we're so glad that you're joining us. I hope that you're comfortable, and I'm hoping you're finding a comfortable place to worship. We're going to do some things tonight. We're going to sing some songs together. We're going to take a few minutes, and we're going to open up God's Word, and we're going to hear about what Christmas is all about. So I want to encourage you to do some things. Engage tonight. So if you wouldn't mind, put out a heart when something is meaningful to you. Maybe you know, put out a hand clap if you're just, saying a little bit of an amen. So join with us as engage. And then sing along when you can. We'd love to have you just jump in and sing with us. Some of the songs are going to be on the screen. So we'd love for you to sing along with us during this time. Let's see, what else do I want to say? Oh, I know, we almost forgot, Tracy. I want to make sure that everybody, wherever you are, that you find a candle. So even if you have to miss a little bit of this first song, go find a candle. At the end of our service tonight, we are going to sing Silent Night, and we're going to light a candle together. So make sure that you have that ready and a way to light that candle. And I just also want to remind some of you are guests with us tonight, but so many of you are an important part of Discovery's ministry. And we're much more than a service online or in person. We're a ministry here in Tacoma and the Pacific Northwest and all around the globe. And I just want to remind you that your service, your love, your prayers, and your generosity matters so deeply. So many of you, if you want to continue to partner with us in ministry here in Tacoma and all around the world, consider giving generously to God tonight and giving generously through Discovery Community Church. Some of you may want to give directly to people in need. We have what's called a compassion offering. And so in that compassion just write in your offering, compassion, and that'll go directly to people who are really in some seriously challenging times. So, you guys ready?
I think we were frozen for a little bit, but it looks like we're back online, so I was just concerned.
Are we back online?
I think we're good.
Does everything look good?
Let me take a look.
Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody...
We had a little... Yeah, everything looks good.
Everything looks good?
Oh, and my mom is watching.
Oh, and Mama's watching. All right. So anyway, let's begin with a moment of prayer, and then we're going to sing a song that I think that you know really well. Jesus, thank you so much for being with us here tonight, for joining, letting us join you, and for just bringing peace and hope to this time in our world. And you did so by sending your son Jesus so many, many, many years ago. May you be blessed as we worship. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and I'm not afraid to comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. So we just sang a song about glad tidings of comfort and joy, and I want to let some of you hear a little bit about how this season is so meaningful and brings us, you know, glad tidings. And so I'd love tonight to for you to hear a little bit from, I think Mary. Mary wants to share just a little bit. So Mary, share a little bit. I'm going to step off camera for a moment. You just share, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny, I've been thinking a lot about, as an adult, ways to continue to keep the magic alive, and to be honest, a lot of it goes to my mom and dad. They've both made a lot of really special memories at Christmas. It's kind of hard for me to choose one thing that sticks out, but I can remember being like 7 or 8 years old, and I'm pretty sure that I begged my mom for a kitten from the time I popped out the womb, but we weren't big animal people back then. We've evolved since that, but... anyway, I remember that Christmas morning, I did not expect or anticipate getting a kitten, but my mom had been hiding a cat for me that whole week. And that morning, I'm pretty sure every single one of us opened all of our gifts. And by the time it got to me, I was told that there was a gift hiding for me behind a stereo. And when I looked behind it, there was a box full of two bowls that were cat food and a cat water dish. But dad didn't even hit me. I was just mad because I was like, what the heck is this? They all got really cool gifts and I got two bowls for nothing because I don't even have a kitten. Thanks for rubbing it in my face. But anyway, needless to say that the kitten was on the back porch, and my mom and dad spent a lot of time not only giving me a gift that they knew I had wanted for a really long time, but making it a really special and fun and a surprise. And yeah, there's lots of memories that I hold on to where my mom and dad have both shown me such unconditional love and made things really magical. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, thanks for sharing that, Mary. I know that it's been a year of unexpected. Mm-hmm. It's been a year of not what we were expecting. Kind of like when you think you're getting a kitten and you get kitten bowls after a young heart that was disappointing, mm-hmm. you know, but all the while the kitten was on the back porch. And mm-hmm. I know that we just sang a song that was about tidings of comfort and joy in a time that's difficult and filled mm-hmm. with unexpected things and dismay. But this Christmas season, sometimes Christmas, if it's just the mechanics, can seem out of place when there's heartache. But it's absolutely what we need. And we're so grateful that this time of year comes and we remember how God has said, for once and for all, I'm not only with you, but I'm for you. And I've got great things waiting on the back porch in 2021. So we're grateful for that. So Mags, would you like to share about the Christmas story?
Yes. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Cornelius, the governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, a time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they said to them, "Fear not, and for behold, I bring good news of great joy that there will be for all people. For unto you this is born a child today, in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those who with him he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into the heaven, and the shepherds said said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. Mm-hmm. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Why?
Why?
Why did Jesus come to earth?
Why forsake the majesty and fellowship of heaven?
Exchanging a palace for a stable.
Immortal comforts for a feeding trough.
And robes of glory for the feeble body of an infant.
An unparalleled irony, this supreme, unrivaled nobility experiencing absolute and total humility.
Our sovereign God, Emmanuel, as a baby.
He didn't come to heap shame upon sinners, or to judge and cast out the impious, but to break bread with those called unrighteous.
He didn't come to illuminate every mystery of the cosmos or to enlighten the intellectual, but to fulfill the testimony of prophets clothed in rags.
He didn't come to elevate a single nation or to advocate a particular political affiliation. He came because he saw you, broken, in need of salvation.
He saw you lost and abandoned, crying out, surrounded by deaf ears, fighting through the tears, but beaten down by the torments of this world.
And unable to bear your distress, he renounced his eternal throne,
walked the earth,
bore the stripes,
accepted the nails,
and gave up his last breath,
so that you could receive the breath of life.
Our holy, infinite God
beheld your pain,
perceived your heart,
and determined that your soul was worth dying for.
From the manger to the cross to the empty tomb,
it is all a story of profound love, of a Savior who rescued his children from darkness,
of a blameless king who declared that no sacrifice was too great for the sake of his beloved creation.
Why did Jesus come to earth?
He came for you.
That was really meaningful, wasn't it? We're going to take a few minutes and we're going to worship together on some songs that I hope that that you're familiar with. I think that you are. And some, I think all of these are either songs that we sing at Christmas time, and tucked in the middle is a song of worship that I think you'll find very, very meaningful, and connects very much with the things that we're going to be singing and sharing. So let's start with Away in the Manger.
Little Lord Jesus, I sing.
We sing like this all day long. All right. Hey, I want to take a few minutes and I want to share with you about something that happened a long, long time ago. And you guys might not be aware of this, that, are we over here, Charlie? Okay. You might not be aware of this, but almost 200 years ago, can I give that to you?
Yeah.
All right. So not almost, a little over 200 years ago in 1818, it was a tough Christmas Eve as well. Okay. So in 1818, tough Christmas Eve, December 24th, was tough, particularly for a guy named Joseph, a young man named Joseph Moore. And it's probably been tough, honestly, for Joseph most of his journey. He was born to a single mom. His father ran out on his mom and ran out on him just before he was born. And tough going. His mom found a godfather for him named Joseph. That's where he got his name. But check this out. His godfather was the local executioner. Ooh. And this man named Joseph wasn't that much more present. In fact, he didn't even show up at his own christening. So Joseph had a tough go of it. Now, the good thing for Joseph, he was pretty bright and he was good at music. And so that enabled him to get an education. And while he was getting an education, something happened inside, and he decided that he would spend his life investing in people. He decided to go into ministry. So as soon as he got out of school, he was sent to be a pastor at a small town called Obendorf. Okay, so you had some tough words earlier. So, you know, this small town called Obendorf, and he was sent to this small town to be a pastor there. Now, things have not only been difficult and challenging for Joseph, they've been super difficult in this little town. In 1818, this town was just coming out of a long series of wars. They were called the Napoleonic Wars. And they were just kind of piecing life together. And not only were they piecing life together after this war, this little town, 2 years prior to this Christmas of 1818, this little town was literally divided in two. Part of the peace treaty that ended that awful war meant that this town now had a new boundary, and the boundary went right down the middle of the town. And so where this one little town used to be, now it's two, separated by a national boundary. Like where friends used to be, family members, now they were separated, not just like ideologically, but they're separated by a national boundary. So Joseph is now in this little town, and he's trying to bring hope. And on Christmas Eve, 1818, he is in a small little chapel, cold, and he's trying to think about what he can do to bring peace, hope, a little bit of tenderness in a really difficult time. The problem is his one tool in that chapel to bring music and tradition and hope, the organ, is completely broken down. And it had been broken down beyond any sort of use. And so after sitting there in the chapel for some time, Joseph gets up and he leaves the chapel. In fact, he leaves the town. And he goes on this walk. It's a 3-kilometer walk, almost 2 miles, to visit a friend in a nearby village. I don't know exactly how they started the conversation. Maybe he showed up and he's just discouraged and didn't know what to do as he's trying to prepare something for midnight mass. But in the course of his short visit with his friend, something changed inside of him. Something changed inside of him that would change history. He and his friend began to sit down and they began to talk about what it's all really about. In the course of their time there, they began to put a pen to paper and those words on the paper to music. And in just a couple of hours, Joseph gets up from that house and he hustles back the almost 2 miles in the snow and the cold, and he gets back to Obendorf just in time for midnight mass. Now there's a small crowd of people there, and as you can imagine, they show up in this dark place for midnight mass, and there's no music, there's no organ, but Joseph walks to the front of that little chapel in the middle of a really difficult season, a difficult time, and he stands there in the front of that chapel on the stage, just him and a small guitar. And he defiantly defiantly and hopefully begins to strum his guitar, singing with defiance to the impossible stuff around him, the words of this song. He sings, "Silent night, holy night. All is calm and all is bright." That young man stood in an impossible moment, an impossible time where everything was broken and everything was broken beyond any sort of repair. And he stood there defiantly and said, "There's peace, all is calm. And here there's hope, all is bright." Now, he didn't invent that. That was something that was birthed like 2,000 years before in a place called Bethlehem. Hope and peace was birthed. A hope and peace that is separate from circumstances. The New Testament says in the book of Ephesians, it says in Ephesians chapter 2, that he himself is our peace. Our peace isn't built on circumstances. It's not built on better situations or better days. The New Testament says that peace all tracks back to that one night in Bethlehem, in also an impossible moment, impossible time, where God birthed once and for all hope and peace. I want to read to you a little bit from the book of Romans. The book of Romans says that you see at just the right time, when we were all still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though maybe for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You see, the truth is that Christmas is more than a romantic story about cattle lowing and shepherds and angels and mangers. Christmas is the revelation of God's scandalous love for a broken people. People like you and me and Joseph, who find themselves in difficult, broken, impossible circumstances and impossible situations. Jesus came to bring us peace. A peace that exceeds everything in your life and mine. Now you can say, "John, how could someone like me experience that? I mean, it's sweet to talk about on Christmas Eve and maybe sweet to sing about, but how do you experience it?" The New Testament says that we experience it by faith. In fact, I just read from Romans just a minute ago, Romans chapter 5, but just a couple of verses before in Romans 5:1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." How was it that Joseph Moore stood at the front of that cold chapel and defiantly sang those words? Was it because a baby came in a manger and cattle were lowing? No. It's because Jesus came first as a baby and then would become a man. And that cradle would become a cross. And that same baby, as a man, would walk up the side of a hill and he'd carry on his back all the brokenness of the world, all the impossible situations and circumstances of our entire world and every one of yours. He would carry your sins and your brokenness and your pain. And remarkably, scandalously, all he asks for you and for me is for us to believe. In a couple of minutes, we're going to sing that song, "Silent Night, Holy Night." We're going to defiantly stand here in the middle of the COVID-19 Christmas, and we are going to say that all is calm. There is a peace here. We're going to sing that all is bright. There is a hope here. And we're going to sing that not because we're good people and not because We have this brilliant picture of tomorrow. We're going to sing that because we have put our faith in Jesus Christ. And if you never have done that, let me encourage you right now. Before we sing these words, let me encourage you to make a step of faith. Maybe pray something like this. Dear Jesus, I've been trying on my own to be a pretty good person, and I've been failing miserably. I realize that you came for me, from my impossible situation and circumstance, for this brokenness. And today I'm choosing to put my faith in you. After you pray that, maybe you could pray it right now. I want you to get a candle. Right? I want you to get a candle like this. And I want you to light it. Mary, you want to come light it?
Yep, yes, I do.
And I want you to light a candle as a faith decision. And I want you to then hold that candle. And I want you to sing with us. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Would you sing with us? I'll give you just a minute. Get your candle ready.
Round yonder.
so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. The angels sang, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. My prayer is that you may experience God blessing you and keeping you. And as we head into this new year, may you experience God's smile, his smile on you and his gift to you. And may God look you full in the face and make you this year, in 2021, prosper like never before. I'd like to wrap up tonight by closing in prayer. And then we have a special song that'll play. You're more than welcome to just sing along with it or just let it play in the background. And I pray that you have a very Merry Christmas. Jesus, thank you so much for a few minutes tonight to remember you, to remember your grace and your mercy. We love you. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah. And thanks for joining us in our living room for Christmas. Keep those candles lit and enjoy O Holy Night, and enjoy time with your family who you can be with safely, and continue to remember God's presence in this next year. God bless.
God bless you.
His gospel is peace.